Ezekiel chapter 30. And the word of the Lord came to me, and said, Son of Adam, prophesy and say, This is what my Lord the Lord says. Howl, woe be to the day, for the day is near. Yes, the day of the Lord is near. It will be a day of cloud, a time of the Gentiles. And the sword will come to Egypt, and there will be trembling in Ethiopia when a casualty falls in Egypt. And they take its wealth, and its foundations are demolished. Ethiopia and Libya and Lud, and all the mixed population, and Kub, and the sons of the land of the covenant will fall by the sword with them. This is what the Lord says. So those who support Egypt will fall, and the pride of its strength will decline. From Migdol Sieni they will fall in it by the sword, says the Lord, the Lord. And they will be desolate inside desolated countries, and each one's cities will be reckoned among the ruined cities. And they will know that I am the Lord, when I produce fire in Egypt, and all those who help her are routed. On that day, messengers will go out from my presence in ships to instill fear in confident Ethiopia, and there will be trembling among them on the day of Egypt. For behold, it is coming. This is what the Lord, says. I will put a stop to the affluence of Egypt by the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon. He and his people with him, fierce people from the Gentiles, will be brought to bring the land to ruin. And they will draw their swords against Egypt, and they will fill the land with the fallen. And I will make the rivers dry land, and I will sell the land into the hand of the wicked, and I will make the land and its fullness desolate by the hand of foreigners. I, the Lord, have spoken. This is what my Lord, the Lord, says. And I will destroy the idols, and I will put a stop to the false gods from Noph, and there will not be a prince from the land of Egypt any more, and I will put fear in the land of Egypt, and I will devastate Pathros, and I will produce fire in Zoan, and I will execute judgments in No, and I will pour out my fury on Sin, the fortress of Egypt, and I will cut the horde of No off, and I will produce fire in Egypt. The city of Sin will writhe painfully, and No will be broken into, and Noph will have tribulations by day. The young men of Arvin and Pi-Beseth will fall by the sword, and the women will go into captivity. And in Tahpanhes the day will hold itself back, when I break the yoke beams of Egypt there, and its pride in its strength ceases. A cloud will cover it, and its daughters will go into captivity. And I will execute judgments in Egypt, and they will know that I am the Lord. Then it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first month, on the 7th day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, and said, Son of Adam, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh king of Egypt, and look, it will not be bound up, to let it heal, with the bandage applied to bind it, to strengthen it, so that it could wield a sword. Therefore, this is what the Lord, says. Here I am against Pharaoh king of Egypt, and I will break his arms, the strong one and the broken one, and I will cause the sword to fall from his hand. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and I will disperse them among the various countries. And I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and I will put my sword in his hand. But I will break Pharaoh's arms, and he will groan before him with the groanings of one struck through. And I will strengthen the king of Babylon's arms, but Pharaoh's arms will fall down. And they will know that I am the Lord when I put my sword in the hand of the king of Babylon, and he directs it towards the land of Egypt. So I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and I will disperse them among the various countries, and they will know that I am the Lord.